Hey friends, this is We Have Thoughts, and I'm Crystal.
I'm Anna.
I'm Joy.
And we're talking about This Is Us, Season 2, Episode 5, entitled Brothers.
But we're sisters.
We all have brothers.
We all have brothers.
We all have younger brothers.
Yeah.
And all of us have brothers as babies in the family.
Yeah.
You I never only thought have about baby that. Brothers.
I only have brothers.
Crystal and I, our families are capped off by little baby brothers.
I never thought about that.
That's so interesting.
Interesting.
Well, this is us.
All right.
This is a surprise getting to know you episode.
Where you find out that we are the Pearson families.
No, I'm not.
No.
Okay.
So Weedald? Is that a word?
Actually, yes, in Texas. That many consonants and connotations, whatever they are.
So. Had you seen this show before? No, right?
No.
Okay. Joy and I had. I mean, what's your name? Anna, sorry.
Wow.
I know I haven't been here much.
She's only seen me.
You're insulted to be called... To be
But I mean, like,
I'm gonna turn away.
Look
shirt.
What you started.
So this actually happened while I was in Houston.
Look what you made me do,
bitch. No, I'm done. This actually happened all of my life growing up. They always confused me for like me and my cousin Becky because we were both bigger and like had long black hair.
Good bitch. You didn't have an
she
older
sister.
She
has beautiful hair. Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
I grew up being called Lauren's little sister.
Well, people always confuse me, like. I mean, we've been in this whole family my whole life, so it's like the same thing. Like my whole life, I was like, "You're that one, or you're this one, or like, you know, the older family members that like you don't see as often." So they're like, "Oh, hi, whatever," and I'm like, "No, that's the wrong one."
That happened to me. I was an OG, so oldest.
Lucky.
All the cousins that I hung out with were boys, so OG over here.
Nice.
Anyways. Nope.
Wait, what's the synopsis?
Oh, sorry.
We skipped that.
The synopsis: Kate surprises Toby at work. Kevin and Randall attend a charity fundraiser for Sophie's hospital. Jack takes the boys on a camping trip, leaving Rebecca to deal with some unexpected news.
First of all, let's talk about the fashions in this because I don't know what year it is, but I can guess. But it's also like super cute. I love whatever.
It's in the
time jump.
Early.
Well, what's their like kids? The kids are when their kids are growing up. It's like.
Well, they're adults now, like in their 30s now, right?
So late 30s. They were born in the late 70s.
Early 80s. Okay.
So that's probably like the late 80s or. Ish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought it was so cute.
My first note is Milo Vitamilli is fine.
I was surprised. Mm. I hardly took any notes when I got. I realized that was like towards the end of the episode, and then I was like, oh, I gotta write shit down. And then I did.
Yeah, same with me.
My first note was I love the green of their house. When
their house is so like picture perfect.
That green was really pretty, yeah. And I really dug it.
It's like.
You dug it?
I dug it.
These are things that you would not normally say. Why are you saying?
Who are you, Anna? Oh, my God.
You went away
God.
For, like, a week, and now you're
I
a whole different person.
I would say I dug it.
That sounds so foreign in your mouth. I don't like it.
It doesn't sound like an Anna word.
It doesn't feel unfamiliar natural? To me. Like, no, it feels natural.
Do you talk to yourself and you say these words all the time?
Yes, in the many conversations I have with myself, these are words that I say.
Shut up.
Same.
But anyways. No, I haven't been... alone in like 3 weeks, like alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been someone there.
Mm-hmm.
So like Sunday my body like shut down. It was like, nope, go to sleep, you need time alone, get away from people.
I think it's important to be able to spend time with yourself.
Absolutely.
You know.
Mm-hmm. At any stage of your life.
That took me a long time to understand because I grew up with a house full of people all the time. So when I was by myself, I was like, what do I do? What's happening? My thoughts. Like, I just didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
But when I moved to New York, I didn't have any family. And the lady I lived with worked all the time.
And she was also a little nutso.
So, anyways. So being in a city full of people, but feeling so alone was such an interesting feeling. And I learned a lot about myself.
That's good. Being there. But yeah. That was your, like, coming of age movie?
Girl, yeah.
If there was a coming of age movie about your life, that's a period.
I evolved
follow.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like seriously, I can be alone. It's not my favorite thing, mm-hmm. but I can do it.
I think adults that can't function like being on their own have not matured enough as adults. Because I have friends that like, they hate being alone. Like it's their biggest fear, and I understand that. But it comes a point in your life you just have to know that like.
You have
some
to be okay
days
with yourself
you're gonna be by yourself, and that doesn't mean that people don't love you and they don't care about you. It's just some days you got to do it on your own.
Also, like, well, living with Anna initially was a good, like, reminder of that because she was house sitting weeks at a time, and I'd mm-hmm. be like, oh, which is good because, like, I can't miss you if you're always here.
Right.
Thing, she know? Definitely don't miss me. She's tired of me. She wants to switch again.
Oh my God. You work enough. To switch
again. I do work enough that I only saw her, yeah, like, once so okay. a day for an hour, maybe.
No, like an hour.
Well, last night was my first, like, significant time alone in the last 3 weeks, and I literally, like, cried it out. Like, I was able to, like, sit with myself for a moment and think about what's been going on and what I've been thinking and feeling, and I just let it out.
I think it's also because you're not a person that feeds off of the energy of being around a lot of people.
No.
You're definitely an introvert. And not having that, like, quiet time is draining.
I think I was telling Crystal I got my first massage this weekend, or this past week.
You let someone touch you?
That's exactly what
in
I
a
said.
Professional way?
Not professional all the time.
What are you not telling me?
It was a good kind of masseuse.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
And I didn't really enjoy the experience.
Swedish or Russian?
Mexican.
Oh, ooh. All right. The best kind. There you go.
She was like, I go, do I need to put my hair up more to get it out of the way? She goes, no, it's fine. I'll just move it. And then halfway through the massage, she was moving my hair. She goes, oh, you already have a jungle in there. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. I mean a ponytail. I was like, oh, that's one of the few words I do understand. So then, of course, we had to get into my family history.
I'm going to make a list of words in Spanish or Spanglish that Anna knows. And I'm going to
make flashcards?
Yes, I'm going to make flashcards of it. And whenever
but
she
why?
Makes
I already out, know them.
Pull them out. No, because it'd be fun.
For like you.
It. For me.
Janie used to put
You have to do literally nothing. Just sit there.
Then okay. Janie used to put it on the Spanish music, like, music stations, and mm-hmm. she wouldn't change it until we called out a word. We're like, oh, casa, yeah? Casa, he's at house, he's at house, put on our music.
Such a punishment.
But no, so I had my first massage. I didn't super enjoy it. It was just a really bad experience. Not a really bad, but it wasn't a good experience. So I'd be interested to try one again, but have time alone after.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I immediately went into, like, hosting mode again. And I enjoyed my time with my cousin so, so much. And I'm so glad she got to hang out here for a week. But I immediately went back into, I've got people around me. I got to
take care of things.
I got things to do. I got, mm-hmm. yeah. So that's being a
I think
an
it also
thing.
Plays into your need to be in control of stuff.
Need, like, to take care of stuff
you, do
yourself.
You have to be the host?
I don't want people to walk away feeling disappointed in mm-hmm. their time or regretful. So I feel the need to make it. I feel this compulsive need to try my best to make sure that they're having the best time.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
To put your needs aside for somebody else.
Yeah.
Make sure you're making, they're not wasting the time. Sorry.
Like, to probably an unhealthy amount. Like, I'm working on it, guys. I know I'm a lot. But yeah, I definitely feel a need to I kind of want to say, like, perform, but, like, to put on and to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be perform.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Perform.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right. And therapy sessions with Sorry. Anna have concluded. And now we came back to This Is Us. Speaking of which. The,
we also
I know
one
that,
note about the show.
Yeah, my one
it
note.
Triggered all of that.
This Good. Show has a lot of shit going on. A lot of personal shit. A lot of, like, life intense stuff happening. And I feel like a lot of it, I mean, obviously it's a network show. And from what I had heard of this, it was one of those things that was kind of like stepping away from being so network and making it a little, like, pushing the envelope and being a little bit more. But I was, like, sadly disappointed that, no, it's just another drama.
So, I watched a lot of season one. Crystal, you watched half of season one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, here's where my issue with the show was. I feel like it was trying too hard to make me cry. Instead of just naturally unfolding these stories.
Yeah, that's fair.
They're, like, hitting the pressure points of, like, this is going to make everyone
And in the beginning, it is obvious. In this episode, no.
This episode was fine, yeah. But I was a big fan of Parenthood on NBC. I think Parenthood is such a beautiful, beautiful show. And it does make you cry, but it's very natural. And because mm-hmm. a lot of it is improv, too. So they kind of have, yeah, they kind of have like a base of what the scene is, and they got to like shoot the shit and do say what they wanted to say. And I just listened to Dax Shepard's podcast with Erica Christensen, who was on that show with him. And they were talking about like this one scene that they had that was their favorite scene to shoot together, because they got to just honestly tell each other how awesome they thought each other was and how much they loved each other, because they've been friends for so long. But I just feel like that show does it a little more naturally. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like they were trying to make me, they were trying to pull that emotional trigger.
Yeah, Parenthood is good.
What channel was Parenthood on?
It was on NBC.
It's White People, White Problems, but it's still
good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what, when, it kind of brings me to the topic, when Roseanne got canceled, there was a bunch of, like, news sites and entertainment places and shows and whatever. They were like, here's a list of shows that do this, but way better. And one of them was, like, One Day at a Time. And while I was watching this, I kept going back to that. I'm like, that show does emotional, poignant pieces and episodes so well, where you do feel, you know, what you're supposed to feel. And yeah, they're trying to make you feel that way, but it feels normal. It feels like you're just watching like a family's life unfold, not like there's this and then this happened and then this happened.
I think
and
what this made
is
this...
clearly connected to this. And instead of like tying it through on the whole season, I felt like some of the storylines they were doing were like tying it through in just one episode.
Yeah.
Like they're rushing it.
Do you feel maybe it's because we're more familiar with that world? Like that. That is something that makes sense to us. It's a comforting thing for us because that's what our homes were a little
bit. At the same time,
like,
I've connected with other TV shows not having anything to do with anybody who's from my background just as much and just as emotionally and been as emotionally invested in them.
Yeah.
I think it does help that it's something that we're familiar with, but I think the fact that more than just our community is praising that show and shows like it, like Fresh Off the Boat and Blackish, you know, this is the little trio of shows that I feel are very...
And those are all really great shows.
They are. Yeah. And they do it all a little bit differently, but they do it well.
Right.
And like Fresh Off the Boat and Blackish are like network shows. Mm-hmm. But they still hit...
Maybe because those are considered comedies?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, maybe putting it in a drama perspective makes it too, like you're making me...
Yeah.
Like, you're forcing me to feel something.
Maybe. It's labeled as a certain thing.
Yeah.
Because all those great family shows, like, I don't know if you ever watched The Middle. That's another great show. That's also a comedy.
Right.
Any type of like,
and Love It or Hate It, Modern Family has been on for forever,
and that's also a comedy. Like back in the day, when you go back to like Archie Bunker and All in the Family, that was labeled a comedy, and it was very Love Lucy or Happy Days. They're all comedies,
which is why when This Is Us first premiered, it got a lot of acclaim because it was like bringing family dramas back to network TV, and I was like, bullshit, you just got rid of Parenthood.
Also, another thing that was like different. Yeah. When it premiered, I remember them saying like the way it was told, like through flashbacks, and you weren't sure what was what.
And I think that trend kind of started like in that time period where everybody was like doing a little.
They called it like sci-fi storytelling, but with a family drama. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting, but it's not enough for me.
But I
personally
think it's good when it's like necessary to the story. I think if you use it every single episode, it becomes kind of gimmicky. You're just relying on that.
I appreciate the. Because we had no idea about the time jump until the end of the premiere. It was kind of like, that's how it works. Because the trailer was just, all these people have the same birthday. Mm-hmm. You didn't know they were family.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the pilot, it's revealed that the triplets being born are the adults in real life.
Mm-hmm. Like, how it all connects.
And that was a really powerful, that was a beautiful episode. It was super powerful. But I feel like... And they're about to start season three, but when you do things like that, you create so many ways for there to be plot holes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, okay, well, what are we going to do in the past this episode? We'll give Randall this storyline. And you're like, but that totally contradicts what happened in season one.
Yeah.
I just feel like that creates so many issues. If they do it like Joy said and use it sparingly and only like certain episodes, which would rob us of Mandy Moore and Milo Ventimiglia.
Ugh.
Because they're fantastic.
They're so great.
They are. Well, I guess Mandy Moore would be in the present day ones.
That's true. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
But yeah, I just I feel like it can create problems.
I like that it went back and forth between the kids young and the kids older. Mm-hmm.
Especially to explain the relationship of the brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for this episode in particular, it was very functional.
And because it didn't really, like, what they were going through when they were camping really wasn't
directly correlated
to. There wasn't an incident that directly correlated to, like, he broke his thumb and then 10 episodes later, I never broke a bone in my body. You know, something stupid like that.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything major. It was just a glimpse of what these boys were like when they were kids.
Yeah. It felt more necessary. It wasn't just, like, thrown in there.
Yeah.
But I definitely do see why Sterling K. Brown got his Emmy.
I wrote his name and then hearts phenomenal. Around it.
That's the biggest note I wrote on there.
If I ever get married, I want a marriage like Beth and Randall. I love them. They are phenomenal together. The actors are great together. I love them so much.
What I saw was pleasant.
I loved Randall's line about being auctioned off.
Oh yeah.
Hashtag American history.
Also, that's such a topic that's so interesting to me is, like, I guess in particular, like, white families adopting kids of color, kids not of, you know, American nationality, or whatever. It's just how they have to not necessarily raise them a certain way, but they also have to, it's not just your child, but, you know, your child has certain implications on their life that you have never had on yours.
They talk about that a lot in season 1.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember Sterling K. Brown talking about that in his Emmy speech, and I was like, okay.
Rebecca makes friends with the mom at a pool.
I was just going to talk about that.
Yeah, and she's like,
that's really good.
Do I need to put sunscreen on him? And, like,
yeah.
How do I do his hair? She was asking all these questions once they had finally gotten to that point where she could, and that was a really great episode, too.
Aww.
But I wrote, Kevin is definitely the middle child.
Yes.
He's got severe middle child syndrome. I was like, Kevin, I hate that I identify with you.
What do you mean?
So, Kate is special because she's the girl. Mm-hmm. She's the baby.
Yep.
Randall's a little special because he's adopted and he's black and he's just different from his siblings. And then there's just Kevin, who kind of gets lost in the middle. And I said, little baby Kevin is me in my therapy right now. It's, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. I'm just sobbing. Don't ask me about it. Why are you asking me this question?
Background information. Not like we haven't talked about it enough. Me and Crystal are the oldest. Anna is a middle child.
I'm a middle baby.
Girl, yes, she is. Oh, my God.
Middle baby? Is that what you said?
I'm a middle baby.
Oh, my God.
Who's working on it?
That doesn't count. But that's
you're in the middle. You're not a baby. Work. What?
That's not how numbers work.
You're in the middle. You're not a baby.
I'm my parents' baby.
Oh my God.
I mean, we're all our parents' babies. Yes.
Exactly. You're the oldest baby.
Oh. Okay. No, I'm just the oldest.
You're just a bitch.
I'm not a baby.
No, me neither. See? No. Thank you.
Do I still love me when my mom hugs me and, like, pats my hair? Yes. That doesn't mean I'm a baby. That's just normal. I need some maternalness.
You just need, just like, affection term. All the time, though. That's you.
Yeah. Maybe that's an oldest thing. Maybe not so much with you, but
no. Are you kidding me? She well, hates no, when I like even
no.
Like,
it's I was raised
like,
differently
oh,
though.
I'm gonna like go hug you now.
And she, it's like, not about I, that. It's about no, how it's I was not. Raised. It's not my ranking.
Well, yeah,
in my
and
family.
Yeah, and our thing is like there wasn't a lot of boundaries. Like we were just like you live.
Girl,
in the same,
believe me, I know
you live in the same house. Like
we're learning.
Still. I appreciate it. I love you guys.
So did anyone notice that we just can't get away from Star Trek? There was a Star Trek reference in this
oh
episode.
My God.
Beam me up, Scotty. I was like, oh my God. We're going to be the new Star
I
Trek
I love how corny
podcast.
He is, Sterling K. Brown.
Yeah.
I love, and that's, I totally understood. Oh, I totally understood because I totally like connected with him. He was like, I just like, I overdo it. I always am like
it's
too
like,
much
I'm
going to
go in there.
And I was like, dude, I totally get it because that's me too.
I love
I'm like,
that.
Wait, what? We're, yeah. It's yes, we're best friends now. Okay. That's it. Like I'm pretty sure I would have to like take some like classes or like something before I like eventually would like take in like adopted or foster children because I'd just be like, all right, I love you, you're my favorite child now. Okay. That's it. I'd be like, your whole room is set up, we did all this other stuff and like that'd be it.
Like a homegirl from season 2 of Queer Eye. Her god baby. I'm on the last episode.
Wait. Who? Which one?
The
No. I'm only at I'm at the guy that loves Burning Man.
Oh.
I'm like halfway through.
I assumed you were I'm sorry. Not done yet.
There's... No, because I was gonna watch Okay, we'll talk about it later.
Okay. But no, there's an episode where this kid is being raised by his godmother. And it reminds me of that. But anyway, we'll watching Anthony cry killed me.
Killed me. Okay, we're going to talk about what we're watching at the end. But let's keep talking about this.
Okay.
Mandy Moore, still super cute. Milo, Ventimiglia, whatever.
Oh, he is fine. Vermicelli,
whatever. he is still fine.
I wasn't. I didn't watch Gilmore Girls, and
I didn't watch him on Gilmore Girls.
Those shows that he was on when he was younger, I didn't watch any of those.
I watched him. So my
like awakening to his beautiful face was this show, and I was like, "Who is he?"
Yeah,
I didn't watch Heroes either.
Who
is he?
I fell in love with him.
You need you a man like that
for sure. Okay, how did you guys feel about Kate's outburst?
I hate Kate.
I don't like her either.
Okay, Kate is so annoying. I can't with her.
So Crystal and Anna have told me a little bit about the show. And part of what Crystal told me is that, or actually both of you guys, were like, that her storyline could have been handled way better.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah, and we agreed on the way it should
And be. I was like waiting. I was like, where's Kate? Where's, what's the shit? Let me see. And then I was like, oh.
Like, I get her being bigger as a thing. Yeah, it is. But I just wish her as an adult would have been...
Would have grown a little bit more?
Yeah, that empowered
her. Because she seems so, like, so nice and so sweet.
Yeah,
and so,
she does seem like a nice person.
Like, such a normal child in the like, flashbacks. Mm-hmm. And then as an adult, she's, like, so bitter and so upset. But, and, like, everything is negative. And she's just, like... Which is so weird because, like, she definitely contrasts her husband that's, like... excited and like gung-ho for like everything all the time.
Yeah, I really like Toby,
and he seems like a nice dude.
He's fine.
He's just a nice guy.
He's just normal. And like, I don't know, I'm like, I feel like you, I don't know how old she's supposed to be in the show,
like 30s, like 30s?
In her 30s.
I feel like by your 30s
36
you,
right,
should have,
I forget,
because she's like, yeah, I'm in my late 30s, so this is like
she's 37.
It's 37, yeah, geriatric pregnancy or whatever they call it.
I feel like by that age a person should have matured more.
A little bit. Just
because
a little.
Like, I know, I obviously sitting here in front of you, I know that people have these issues with their bodies and whatever.
That's realistic.
And that's totally fine. You know, it's okay to like depict it and whatever, but
what made
you're just gonna make her an immature,
like, immature, that's a great word for
she's
it.
Very immature.
An immature, negative, like, child. Like, she was acting like a child.
Yeah, and we didn't want her to, like, not just do away with her doubts of her being bigger as an adult. No. That's not what we wanted. We just wanted her to be
deal
more than that. Because all of her stuff is based on that.
Yeah.
And that's, and she's,
I can,
more than that.
I can see that. Because, like, even with this bigger storyline coming into play, it's still on,
I just... Didn't she have a similar outburst in a Overeaters Anonymous?
Yeah.
In season one?
Yeah.
I was like, I've seen this before, and I haven't even watched all of the show. That was my first issue. My second issue is that I'm a bigger girl. I'm a bigger girl who has a lot of food issues. But even if I was a skinnier girl and I had food issues and I found a place where I was comfortable to talk about it, like, who are you to tell me I don't belong here?
Yeah, I had a problem with that. Like, I understand. Like, I feel like that's just... The writers are like, oh, she's bigger, so she's going to hate the skinny girl.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know how to handle that.
It really frustrated me because I was like, you have this same issue. Like, why can't you accept this person for their issue even though they don't look like you?
Yeah. And I think more of that has to do
really
with her
pissed me off.
Being really immature and not being able to handle those feelings.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Because negative emotional outbursts are absolutely a part of that. But, like... The other people that were there in the therapy session, they were just like
over Kate's bullshit.
Because they know she's annoying too. Whenever she's like, she's such annoying, I was like, no, Kate, you're annoying.
Yeah,
and especially since she like her parents are great. Even her brothers are super wonderful to her. Her sister-in-law Beth is wonderful. Everyone's great to her, but she's so like
she just has this chip on her shoulder for no reason.
I don't.
I mean,
understand.
For reason, like, but it's still not like it doesn't.
But it's not valid enough.
No,
it's
when
not. Everybody around you loves you and supports you, like, it's
in 30, time to 37 change. Years of that, it's got to change you a little bit. You can't.
Yeah, I feel
come
like
on.
especially if she has been like going to therapy and like getting help for this.
She's not making a lot of progress.
No.
She should be somewhere.
I don't know. I just...
She should be somewhere.
Whenever maybe I would watch it, I would fast... I would, like, not pay attention to her scenes. Because I was like, I don't care about you, Kate. Because you're annoying me.
And I'd understand, like, okay, I only saw one episode, whatever. So I understand if she, like, grows and progresses in the rest of it. But from what you guys have told me, that's not what happens.
You saw an episode in season two. And there's only two seasons. So I'm guessing
not. Yeah, probably not. I saw season one. It was exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Your TV
on? Do you leave your TV on?
No.
Oh my God, we're being murdered. Guys, this is a live
murder. Hold on. We're about to be murdered by a ghost. Hold please.
Hello? Hola?
Okay, we're back.
All right.
We weren't murdered. We did not get murdered.
It was Anna.
Yeah.
It was just play?
No, I hit pause again.
Okay.
Sorry.
So we're on pause.
Oh, we have a... Have we talked about Joffrey?
Joffrey is the man that lives with us. The only man.
He's a ghost. And, you know... He
fucked shit up.
Basically. He's a weird little poltergeist person. Yeah.
So he decided to go unpause my computer in my room, and we kept hearing Karamo's beautiful voice in the background, and I was like,
giving me Karamo, sage advice. What are you doing? We're busy. Here? Shut up. Oh my God, if he was, what if the queer guys came over?
Shut up. Don't even. I would just faint.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. Yeah. What were we talking about?
This is us.
Okay.
Annoying Kate.
I thought this was this episode had a really good use of the Hootie and the Blowfish song though. I thought that was adorable. I thought that was so cute.
Oh yes.
Also, if I worked at that coffee shop, I'd be pissed. He's making such a mess.
Yes. He better pay for that.
That's rude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought he was just gonna dance around, and then he was like throwing water on himself and shit. Like.
Yeah. No.
Which. That's just more about why I hate Kate.
Please elaborate, because I hate her too.
So I just, fine. I don't understand her. I don't understand her.
Hip hop.
Okay, hold on.
Why?
What? So yesterday we were watching So You Think You Dance, and there's this girl from Ukraine, right? Yeah. Yeah, and they said we're dancing hip hop, and so when I hear that, I think of Big Daddy. I think hip hop. Hip Hop Anonymous and Joy lost it. It's kind of like when I say ah to you.
Shut the fuck up. That really super, God. Like, it makes me laugh, but it only really affects me whenever I'm super tired and I can't function anymore. And you do that, I'm just like dead on the floor.
It's my favorite.
You're the worst.
Anyway, so you hate Kate because why?
I don't like that she won't. Let Toby be happy. Besides that one moment.
Well,
I understand her concern about, you know.
I get that,
but it's different because she wants to keep it to herself because she's not. It's you know, it's still new, so right. Early.
And part of the problem is that realistically, like if that was happening in real life, she would have some serious issues because of her health and because of.
No, I understand like that 100%.
I don't think it's so much about not making him happy. It's just because they'll tell people eventually.
Yeah.
But she just needs to be. She should have said to him, like, it needs to be between us. We need to be us, a family right now.
Yeah.
Before we enter anybody else into this conversation. That's how she should have said it.
Right.
But because she's stupid Kate.
Because she's Kate.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. And like, I'm sure Toby would have been like, yes, I completely understand. I love you. Let's do it. You know?
Bad wording. Right. She doesn't know how to talk to people.
She does not. And wasn't she like Kevin's publicist or something?
Yeah. Her and Kevin had a very unhealthy relationship in the beginning of season
Kevin,
one.
Kevin, her brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the Manny, which was a show I would never watch, by the way.
No.
What is it called?
He's a...
The Manny. He's a...
male nanny?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So he's a...
Fuck off.
He's an actor, but she was his publicist or his manager, and she did everything for him and babied him, and they just had a very unhealthy relationship at the beginning of season one. And that was part of her journey was saying, I got to step away from this. I need to be just Kate, not Kate and Kevin.
That sounds awful. I don't want to watch this show.
That
I would just say the only thing is that, like, I not personally, but I do understand her not wanting to say anything to the public about it.
Yeah.
Because have friends
that I understand.
Because even like telling other people, it doesn't.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, she's like, you basically saying that she didn't want him to be happy around her because she wasn't ready to be happy.
That's rude.
Yeah. Like, they had to go somewhere where they didn't know anybody for him to feel joy. Like, he should be able to be happy about it in his own damn house.
Exactly.
Like, I understand not telling anybody. I fully support those people that don't tell anybody until they're in their second trimester. I 100% support that and understand that. But it's your boyfriend who you live with, who you love.
They're engaged by this point, right?
Right,
I don't freaking know. Who cares?
Oh, I thought they were married.
They're married.
They eventually get married.
Two. But, like, he should be able to celebrate it in his own home with his fiance, whatever the hell she is.
Again, she worded it wrong.
Yeah.
She just said it needs to be about us. Because this is us. Anyways, okay. What else? I don't know.
Oh, I thought that, okay, so the last song, the ending song, Network stuff is so, like, on the nose. They, like, if someone's sad in the rain, they pick a song that's, like, Cry Me a River or something. Something stupid. And so, like, the last song that they played was, like, the Dying Man song.
Yeah.
And I was like, literally, are you fucking called? Kidding me? Like, that's so
with,
stupid.
Like, John Father Misty or something?
Yes. Yeah. Some guy with three names. And I was like, that's too obvious. Why are you doing this? Like, you could have found a million other songs that work just fine, but aren't so, like, duh.
Also, like,
here
I would have
is.
Liked for it to have been a song that was from that time period. Not like a modern song.
Oh, like a modern pop acoustic, whatever
that
was.
John Father Misty is, like, new. They should have been playing a song from when, whatever,
the 80s,
Milo
70s.
Was thinking. What's his character's name? I don't care. Milo.
Jack.
Whatever Jack was thinking at the time.
It should have been,
You know, that took me out of it because I'm like, oh, I know that song. That was on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard that.
That's a good catch.
Whatever.
I have zero interest in going and watching this entire
Girl,
series.
Same.
But I am a little interested. I didn't know Jack has a brother. That was news to me.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I mean, I'll watch him do whatever. That's
right.
I'll just fast forward.
Just
to
watch
scenes.
His scenes. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I was doing towards the end. Like, I started watching this show because I had the flu. So I don't know if it was good or I was just like in a flu fever haze. I don't know.
Both.
Yeah.
Probably the flu.
Probably. But anyways. Yeah.
So, quick question: do either of you have any interest or plans on watching the show Brothers and Sisters?
No.
I want to say yes, but it feels like a lot of episodes and it feels very daunting, so I don't know.
And it's not all good. Like, only the first few seasons are
I mean,
good.
Like, Emily Van Camp, I like her.
Yeah.
Oh, she was in that.
But there's a storyline in that show that's very similar to this, and I'm going to kind of spoil it for you guys.
That's fine.
I'm not
so
watching
So, Kate is pregnant, and Kevin is starting his abuse of drugs, right? So, in Brothers and Sisters, the youngest brother, Justin, he was a doctor in the army, and he has struggled with addiction since he came back home, and then he's redeployed and he comes back again and he's injured and he doesn't want to take any narcotics because of his addiction.
Yeah.
But finally it reaches the point where he has to take something, and then he spirals again and he's back on the pills. And Kitty, Calista Flockhart's character, is pregnant. And it all comes to a head when she loses the baby. She has a miscarriage, and her brother Justin is pulling this shit like, just let me out of the house, Mom. I just need some air. But we all know that he's going to go out and get drugs. And there's this really powerful scene where she's like, I am sitting here bleeding because I just lost my child, and I am still right here for you, and you're going to go out and do this. Like, it was a really beautiful scene. And I know, spoiler alert, Kate loses the baby in a few more episodes. I'm like, I see a lot of parallels right now with what's happening. Like,
well, I mean, how many storylines can I do from family shows? I mean, come on.
I feel like they always, like,
I feel like those happen on Seventh Heaven, too.
Oh, I never watched that.
Oh, girl, I was all about it for,
it was the beginning. I remember it was, I think it was ABC Family. It was a show that
was on WB.
Whatever. It was on the right before that Mary-Kate and Ashley show was on.
Oh my God. Because
I remember watching like the ending of
time.
Last scene. And then their thing was next. When they were
that
teenagers
show.
And they lived in
Girl. Yeah. Well, there's
SoCal.
Two.
Yeah, there's two of them.
No, So Little Time is where they're the single dad. What's the one with the... There's two.
Yeah.
They've had a lot of shows. Mm-hmm.
But, like, I know that one of their shows would come on after because I would watch that one.
Maybe that was UPN. RIP UPN.
Interesting. A few years ago, I was like, you know what? Seventh Heaven is on Netflix now. Maybe I'll go back and like watch the first season and see like if it's any good. Like, what do I remember? No. And then the next day, information came out about what's his face doing gross things. The dad.
What?
Apparently he was
gross.
Gross. And I was like, maybe I won't go watch it.
Yeah, no. Oh my God.
Maybe I'll sit this one out.
I wonder how many shows that I used to watch, I would go back and be like, ew, I like this.
Right? That's kind of what I wanted to be like, I really enjoyed this. Like, I lived for this.
Like, I lived for Gossip Girl, but I know it's trash. Like, I know it. But I eat that shit up. Fancy, yeah. Clothes, New York. Like, yes, I'm here. The Met.
The Met. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was just a little extra.
It was a lot extra.
They had to sit on the steps of the Met for breakfast every morning. I'm like, really, guys? Really?
Honestly, I do it. I don't give a fuck.
Sit in a park bench. But it just felt very, like...
But bougie. It's exactly, like, what they would do. Like,
so Two of a Kind was with a single dad.
Two of a Kind!
And then So Little Time was the SoCal whatever.
Okay.
It's going to bother me. Yeah. I will watch that all day.
Me too.
I
wonder where those episodes are.
How are you watching... Degrassi right now.
Girl, it's on YouTube. Holla Jesus, thank you for putting it on YouTube. Seasons 1-5, which are the best.
You should shout out whoever's channel it is. So they...
The Degrassi channel. Thank you, Canada.
Just, oh.
Oh, nice.
Like an official one. I thought it was just like some...
I thought it was random. Some like random person I was about to do that. But then I saw it said Degrassi channel and I was like, yes. Thank you, Jesus. I love Canada. It's the best.
Yay, Canada.
I saw you were watching. I was like, oh, what is she watching it on? So I searched for it on my... TV app, and I was like, wait, it's not anywhere.
Because I was ready to buy it. I really was.
Yeah.
Oh, like, okay. So everyone knows that Drake had a music video, and he released it like on 10 o'clock on like a Thursday last week.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was ready to go to bed. I opened my phone to make sure my alarms were on, and I had been on Instagram prior. And so one of the girls in the show, the main girl, had posted a picture with Drake, and I was like, this is a new photo because I'm obsessed. And she's like, thank you, Drake. Caption was like, thank you, Drake, for bringing us all together. And I was like, what? Well, I did like a whole like side hair flip that joined us. So I like went into YouTube and watched it. It's a gift. We need to make it. Anyways, so I watched a video like 6 times before I went to bed. I went to bed like 12:30. I'm not even, maybe 1. Who knows?
I watched Degrassi with her, an episode with her yesterday.
It was everything I
thought it would be.
But that music video is everything I've ever wanted for the past like 10 years. I'm going to start crying. Oh my God. Miss Kwan was there. That's a big deal. I'm sorry. Okay.
Please stop. You sound like Anna talking about Titanic. Or me talking about literally anything.
Everyone was guys. They look so beautiful. So I watched.
Everybody did look really great. Like I saw the before and after.
So there were so many like you wouldn't get it unless you watch a show. And I was like, thank you, Drake, so much. I can all of this.
He cares about you. He really does.
That's all I've ever.
He did this for you.
I know he did. I freaking know he did.
She's.
I'm literally tearing up. God. I need to get out more. It's ridiculous. I'm so stupid.
See, I'll take you out. You'll meet Aubrey Graham, and then everything will be great.
I'm going to call him Jimmy Brooks, and he's going to be like, actually, no, he won't. He's cool. He'll be like, yay. And then I'd faint.
Oh, God.
So whatever. It's fine. I'm like, hey, can you just introduce me to Jake Epstein? Like, I love you, but where's Jake? Give me Jake Epstein.
Is that the guy in the episode?
Craig Manning. Oh, girl, yeah.
I do love me some Jake Epstein.
He looked fine.
How do you know? Did you meet him?
No.
Did you meet him?
I did see his butt.
What? Oh yeah, so that's like right.
He went on tour with Spring Awakening as Melchior.
Oh, okay.
And he came through.
Can you make sure this says I see Jake Epstein's butt?
What?
Can you make a shirt that says I've seen Jake Epstein's butt?
Sure. Would you wear it? No. Still.
You'd wear it in the house.
I'd wear it here for you.
That's fine. I'll take it.
It's amazing. But yeah. So I've seen his butt.
But.
And he's been on Broadway before. And beautiful.
He was in Spider-Man too, wasn't he? Turn off the dark?
Yes. That was such a hot mess.
I love how I know that. Randomly.
You really must love him.
Well, you know.
Speaking of things that dropped, surprisingly.
Oh, yeah.
So I had a busy-ass day at work Saturday. And so I got home And me and Tony already had plans to watch Westworld. So we were just watching Westworld. And I was like, I'm not looking at my phone because I got to pay attention.
What? And we were
like losing it.
Amazing.
Also, there was pizza.
That was her and distraction. And
then her Crystal's family came over.
We totally crashed it.
They did. And I'm like,
I felt bad for a second.
I'm not upset because it was fun. But am I sad I didn't get to watch Westworld? Yes.
I'm sorry.
So we were so busy that night that we didn't even realize that Beyonce had released an album at 4:30 in the afternoon on Saturday. And by the time we fucking looked down at our phones and I'm like, Twitter is all up in a tizzy because of Beyonce. It was 12:30 and we stayed up till like fucking 3 in the morning. I listened through the whole album one time through, Googled lyrics. Oh my God. Jesus.
Download a title.
And it was on Spotify the next day.
No, like 2 days later.
Whatever,
still. It was yesterday.
Forget but title.
Whatever. I mean, I haven't paid for it yet. I'll just unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe.
No, actually, I want to keep it because it actually has some good curated
all their videos
playlists.
Are on there.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm going to like keep it for a while Family so I can Feud go through stuff. And then be done. It's amazing.
I kind of want to just listen to like 444. I haven't heard 44. Other than Family Feud, I haven't heard anything mm-hmm. else.
So good. Oh my God, Beyonce in the Louvre, like yeah. in front of all this art. Oh my God, it was just heaven.
She's gonna cry.
What? We're gonna see Beyonce.
Oh my God,
we're gonna see Beyonce. I think just the power of like the image of like Beyonce and Jay-Z fucking musical royalty.
I thought
in front of.
Of like, course you did.
There was a sex tape.
Of course you did.
What?
You said Beyonce and Jay-Z fucking. I was like,
in the Louvre?
Girl, I bet they did. With how much money they have, I'm not.
If anybody could afford to have sex in front of the Mona Lisa, it's Beyonce.
It would be them. Jay-Z. It would be
to
them,
rent it for an hour, because people looked it up, it starts at $17,000.
Bitch, that's just chump change for them. Like, they right? can throw that money at us and not cry about it. Like, it's fine.
That's what it starts at.
Oh anyway. My God. Like the visuals. Okay. And I told Crystal, I found some art history major on Tumblr, not on Tumblr, on Twitter, that went through and analyzed shot by shot all the art that they were in front of. Oh my God. I was like, I knew I recognized that. I knew that. And I was like, I'm like using my degree for something. Like I know this.
To
I
studied this. Beyonce video.
Yes, because I was like, I was thinking about it while I was watching it. I was like, oh my God, but that piece right there and like them in front of that, like that's major. Oh my God.
Beyonce. And then the painting, with the black woman.
Mm-hmm. So there was there's one shot where she's in front of a painting of like one of the only I think it's one of the only or the only depiction of a black woman in the Louvre wasn't of a slave or a server of some sort.
Yeah.
And that was like one of the last shots. And I was like, oh, my God. She's like, she made it. We did it. Mm-hmm. She did it. She did it. She fucking did it. And now I'm dying and I need to go to the Louvre. And I know it's going to be super packed and super busy. I don't give a fuck. Like,
Just rent it out for an hour.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah.
You're making bank now.
They threw the money at us. Let's take it and use it.
All right. Yes, it's right over there, actually.
In Henrietta.
In Henrietta, yeah.
Is it really?
Oh. Yeah, yes, bitch, we have 17,000 lying around.
I was going to say, like, dang.
No, but Beyonce in front of Nike, the Winged Victory. Oh, my God. I wanted to see that statue in person for so long. And then Beyonce. Like I just
it was an
love,
eventful day.
I just love art. I just love art. And me and my friend have already been like, all right, so these are the spots that we're hitting to go see art where Beyonce was. It's going to happen.
Well, I love Degrassi. You love art. And what do you love?
Titanic.
I did watch the first part yesterday.
The first part? Oh, yeah.
I didn't continue because I had to clean and pack and everything. And it's time consuming to have to keep pausing,
write something down,
and mm-hmm. going back to make sure I caught it or spelled it right or got the right answer and then keep going. So it took a couple of hours. So I was
believe
like,
that.
I was like, I'm going to do part two later.
I highly await this.
I'm excited. I want to rewatch Titanic now.
I haven't watched it from beginning to end in a very long time. Yes, ma'am.
Teacher, sorry. Are we able to review the source material prior?
You'll be able to watch the movie before you take the quiz.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to make sure I.
This is going to be a fucking shit.
Make sure I have my number two pencil and my new book ready to go.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I'm very excited, but as you guys probably saw on Twitter, I was like, it's been a really long time since I watched it. And it's really good.
It is. It does hold up over the years.
And there's an epic movie.
It honestly.
But yeah. I mean,
James Cameron's a piece of shit, but this is an epic movie.
Is he? Why is he a piece of shit? What happened?
Because he's just mean to Kate Winslet. It just was bad.
Wait, what?
Do you know when she's like, she wears the like light pink dress so that she can be in the water and whatever?
Yeah.
He had this whole thing where he had to, she was supposed to wear like a wetsuit underneath so she doesn't get like fucking hypothermia and die. But he was like, no, it doesn't look right for the shot.
I read that was her choice to be cold.
Oh.
No, it wasn't.
Now I need to know.
Where did you hear yours?
Yeah.
Some article somewhere.
That's very reliable. Thank you for the source.
No, I don't remember. I don't like keep source tabs.
Was it a tabloid?
I'm going to look into this.
No, because.
Make it part of your quiz.
Because I had read that they were going to make the water warm, but she requested that it be cooler.
I read that too, actually.
Yeah, so that it was more real.
Because she wants, yeah, she does that.
They're fucking in freezing water.
Hypothermia level. Like, she actually was sick afterwards for that.
Well, no, even if you're in cold, it doesn't have to be super cold. You're in it for long enough, you're going to get sick.
Yeah.
Duh.
Okay. James Cameron still sucks, but whatever.
We're not going to change your mind, but.
Yeah. But if that's why he sucks.
No, he sucks for other reasons, too.
Why? Please elaborate.
Oh, God. He like trashed on Wonder Woman, first of all.
He trashed on superheroes.
He
trashes on, he shits on everybody.
Because he's just jelly. Because he's like, oh, Avatar's taking so long.
Also, why do you need like four more Avatar movies?
Well, that Avatar movie was very successful. Like, it's the highest grossing movie of all time.
I know, but like,
what?
Nobody remembers it. Nobody like cares about
it. I know.
It now.
Well, the thing is, because he's inventing new technology to use for the movie.
Yeah.
That's why it's taking so long. I wasn't a fan of Avatar, like everyone else was. I thought it was
Pocahontas
and Fern Gully mushed together, but whatever.
But live action, but not.
I was not. I just think like them like connecting their tails together, and I was like, "What is happening? This is so stupid." I remember I saw my birthday, and I was like, "This is what I ugh. I regret everything." So stupid.
I'm really interested. I'm interested to see the second one to see what they're gonna do. But then, like, what if the second one flops and they have, like, four other so hilarious.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, you don't plan that
I don't think
far
it will
ahead.
Because Disney has invested so much of their energy into it because it's in their
Really?
Yeah. They have an Avatar Land or they're going to or something.
They do, yeah.
Which is not even a Disney property, which is interesting. I mean, it eventually will be, but when they acquired it, like,
what
when they wanted to make
Disney
a,
own? Right? Honestly, just
when
me.
They wanted to make an Avatar Land, it wasn't a Disney property. But they're like, it's going to be ours. We know it.
Disney going out for everybody out there.
Basically.
Trying to take over everything.
So, yeah.
Like colonizers.
Literally. Yeah.
Anyways. None of us are going to watch This Is Us afterwards, right?
No.
Nobody here cares about This Is Us.
No. I just.
But I
love Sterling K. Brown. I loved him in OJ.
Girl, yeah.
He was amazing.
Loved him in Army Wives.
I'm sorry.
Do you think he deserved his Emmy for this show?
Yes.
I mean, he only won one episode, but still.
I think he's just great overall. I think he adds a certain caliber to stuff. Because I don't know any of these other people other than like Mandy Moore and Milo, whatever.
Did he win it for season one or just season two?
Season one.
I think season one, which I would agree with because his dad comes back into his life and it's. There's a really great episode where they go on a road trip.
I didn't see that one.
I don't know if that's the episode they submitted for.
I'm sure it was part of it.
They submitted for his.
Because they can submit two, right? Or just one?
I don't remember.
I vaguely remember.
I want to say it's one, depending on the caliber of the category. I don't know. But I want to say that's one of the ones that they submitted because that episode is excellent. Yeah. And if he won because of that, I'm okay because it's so good.
I think he's excellent and I think he could really do a lot with the material that he's been given.
Oh, yeah. Here. He elevates it for sure.
I thought I was just about to say he elevates whatever Girl, he's yeah. in.
So I don't doubt that he earned his Emmy for this. I don't remember who else. Who else was in the category with him?
I don't know. Other people.
Other people.
We're not
clearly not important enough for us to remember. So yes, he deserved
I just know
it.
I was so excited when he won for OJ.
Yeah, that was deserved.
Girl.
Which after, because I went back and watched Kimmy Schmidt after, before the new season came out, that whole season one bit with the Marsha Clark, Tina Fey is playing Marsha Clark at the, and.
Oh my God, you're right.
I was dying.
I forgot all about that.
What's his name? What's Sterling K. Brown's character's name?
Chris Darden.
Chris Darden. They play spoofs of them
yeah.
at the trial.
And oh, yeah.
I forgot all about that.
Oh, my God.
I was watching going, I understand this now.
I'm going to rewatch Kimmy when the last season, last part of the season comes out.
Oh, so you didn't watch, did you watch the new season?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I was kind of annoyed that they spent one entire episode on that weird documentary on that stupid finger blast guy. But
what?
But Derek Klena, I love you.
I don't know. So I was annoyed because I was like, this, where's Kimmy? I don't care about this guy. But. Especially because they only had so many, they had so few episodes.
Right.
But then I get it at the same time.
Yeah.
But I was kind of annoyed. I was like, oh, get this guy out of here.
No,
I don't care about him. Anyway, sorry. I'll DJ Fingerblast, that's his name, right?
Yeah.
What? I don't remember this at all. This is what? Very strange.
But I love Derek Klena.
All right. So you guys watch Kimmy Smith. Oh,
she's going to let us know again. Who what do you
else?
Love again?
What else?
Derek
Klena. Were you watching?
Okay. Oh, who is he? What is he?
His name is Derek Klena. He played Dimitri in Anastasia on Broadway.
What Boop. Else? Are you guys watching?
What movies am I watching?
What else are you watching? Shows?
Well, you Degrassi. Guys finished? I'm on Which season night? 2. I started it last night. I'm probably going to watch it all because... And that show I can just like put on and actually do things because I've watched a gajillion times. So I don't have to pay attention. That's it, really. I mean, So You Think You Can Dance and World of Dance.
We got a lot of double dance. Double dance day.
This past week with my cousin, we've watched a lot of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
And it's the season I haven't watched a lot of. Because I've watched like the first 3 seasons an embarrassingly number of times.
You and like every other Grey's Anatomy fan.
And then I just recently, this past year, went back to season 10 and caught all the way up to where,
10. Jesus.
To where we're at now.
Wow.
And so, but like 5 through 10, I'm not super, super familiar with. So rewatching, I think we watched 8 and most of 9.
I don't like that show, but that's so impressive they've been on that long.
Right?
That's very impressive.
It's not my cup of tea, but good for them.
Because they're on, what season currently?
They're about to start.
30.
14 or 15.
Wow. That's, wow. Good job, everybody involved. Because this is, the main girl's still there, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, it's interesting to go back now that I know more about off-screen relationship between her and Patrick Dempsey.
What was the off-screen relationship?
Apparently, they didn't like each other? Because she just made history with her new deal that she got and how much money she's getting paid, right? There's a big article about it and how she, years ago, wanted to fight for more because it's literally her character's name mm-hmm. as the title of the show. She is Grey's Anatomy.
Right.
Patrick Dempsey was making more than her.
Oh!
And whenever she was like, I feel like if you come with me to the producers and we fight for it, they're going to agree if it's you. And he wouldn't do it for her.
Are you fucking
kidding?
Wow.
Are you serious? I didn't know that.
And apparently they didn't really like super get along on set. And so I'm watching their love story.
Wow. Oh, they were together?
Yeah, they're like the main love story.
Interesting.
Yeah. The like broke my heart a little. Because I'm like, you're
why didn't he go...
You're not the guy
you're
I thought you were.
You're not the man I thought you were. No.
That's
you're
so
not
shitty.
My McDreamy.
I want to ask, like, why didn't you help her out? Like,
what's
your deal? What's your damage?
So that was...
That's
what a jerk.
That was disappointing to hear. But, and then I've also been...
All right, now we know what men we can add to the list of trash. McDreamy.
Ooh, do we have a trash list?
Definitely him. He who must not be named, also.
Ow.
Voldemort? Yep. Yeah, he's definitely on the trash list.
I know, I did a Harry Potter reference.
I'm so proud of
you. Oh my God. Wow.
This is a very proud moment for me.
I'm like floating on a cloud right now. It's amazing.
Amazing. Who else is trash?
There's quite
there's a lot. There's of people, I feel like there's so many that like I can't even actually make a list.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah, and the last
this just made me feel sad.
Oh god.
Yeah. Just, anyways, please stitch subject. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Queer Eye.
We've been thank watching you. Queer Eye.
Not bitch, me. Let me tell you
just on
that because you two know me. Well, since she hasn't seen it, episode one
killed you.
Fuck. Like if I start talking about it again, I'm gonna start crying because it was insane. Like I've never felt more like touched or like connected with like Bobby.
Bobby standing outside the church in the beginning ripped my heart out.
Oh my god.
Ripped my heart out.
I can't. Like the whole thing was beautiful that she was like, no, you guys just call me mama. I was like, yes.
But I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about her going, you were put here to be with each other.
Yeah.
Like, and Anthony like just so lost it. And I was like, no.
Anthony crying. Like.
I couldn't do it.
The whole thing was so beautiful. And like, even these new episodes, I'm up to the guy that does the Burning Man, whatever. Yeah. Every single episode has been so beautiful. I like the next one where he was like, your wife calls you like a sexy beast. You just gotta be that for her. And he loved his family so much. And I love his moment with Karamo. I was like, you're a fucking great parent. Fuck you. You're great.
Yeah.
I was gonna start watching it when it came out, but I don't remember. Something happened and I couldn't watch it. So I watched it like the next night.
I was deep in a Grey's Anatomy hole.
I didn't have to go to work early. I think it was a Saturday. And so I watched the like first episode on my phone. So I was like, I don't want to wake up Crystal, whatever. Or no, you were still watching something in the living room. I was like going to go to sleep. But I was like, maybe I'll just watch the first episode. And literally my whole shirt was like soaked from how much I was crying. Like I had to pause it every 5 minutes. Like, this is too beautiful. Look at this community. Fucking yeah. Fuck, everyone's so lovely. And like her her sermon at the end, I was like, stop it.
These boys.
Beautiful. They have changed my life. They have just added so much like joy and love. And
but the way she put it, it was like, yes, it was these souls were meant to find each other and to create what they're creating.
Yes. Those guys love each other so much.
So much.
So much. As much as we love them, they love each other.
I will be devastated if I ever hear, like, secretly, these two don't get along. I'm like, no.
No, no. They're best friends.
I'm going to put you in a t-shirt together until you fix it. Like those. Like,
yeah, the kids. Yeah.
Hug it out.
Yeah. I love Bobby so much more now.
I haven't listened to, oh, yeah. Me too. Bobby this season has definitely resonated with me a lot. But I haven't listened to Jonathan's podcast yet. But
me neither. I wanted to.
Today he released an episode with Tan, and I'm like, yes, please.
Yeah, because I think he's done one with Anthony.
And I need to go listen to that one.
Karama, maybe? I think. I'm not sure. But yeah, I know Tan is next because I saw his Instagram.
Tan, I think, is just so interesting.
Tan, I love Tan. I want to get to know him better because I think we don't like know him as intimately as we do the other ones. Like, we still know a lot of him, but I think like he's a little more like professional and like put together, and so he's not as like openly emotional as the other ones.
Have you seen the one with, is it Sky or Skylar or
Skylar?
The
yes,
yeah. Bitch. His conversation, their conversation together.
I was so surprised to like.
So beautiful.
It surprised me because I was like, I mean, you're so obviously a part of the community, and like, it like clicked with me. Like, wow, like so many people don't know, even just within the community, don't know like what they go through or what they have to do or all of this stuff, and they don't know about that stuff yet.
But also, for me as an ally, it was important to hear from, I think it was Tan who said it, like, yes, we're part of the acronym LGBTQ. That doesn't mean I understand what everybody's going through.
Right, because like, it's so different. It's like every experience is
different from a lesbian's experience. Like, everybody has a different experience. They share an acronym.
Mm-hmm.
And that I was like, oh, that was really important for me to hear.
Mm-hmm. And it's so beautiful that they did that. And like,
and when Todrick came in, I cried for him.
There's some great, great memes out there about Todrick being on Queer Eye. It's so funny. Twitter.
I have
Twitter
not.
Twitter is great.
Because I'm too scared of spoiling it, that I haven't looked up anything. So I'll finish the last episode tonight and then I'll go crazy.
I have to finish. I think I have like three left.
Yeah. I hate that they're so short. Okay, but we've been talking now for almost an hour. So
that's about right. I'm back in, sorry.
Any last thoughts? Last feeling?
No.
This is not us, and I don't want to watch this.
This is not for us.
This is not for us. No. I will skip on This Is Us.
You know what? I do enjoy us talking about the episode, but I really just love us talking about it. Maybe because we haven't seen each other. We haven't been in the same room in a while. Mm-hmm. But I do enjoy all of us just kind of talking about other things, like other than what we're supposed to be talking about.
I was telling my family, like, what's your podcast about? I was like, really? We talk about the TV and stuff, but it's really like the set time that we sit down as roommates and like have a conversation.
Yeah,
like,
especially right now because none of us have.
I haven't been home in forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one in my family listens to it, except for my mom, which I'm really nervous about. Hi,
did
mom.
Did you tell Anna?
About my mom?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Then the podcast?
Yeah, we talked about
it. Oh,
we
did. Yeah. She was there.
I don't know. My timeline in my brain.
Because Eric's like, I don't have time to listen to blah, blah. And I was like, I'm like, oh, thanks for your support, everybody.
So we can't even say thanks to our families for being
I want to make Charlie
But I can say
it.
Thanks to Gina, because Gina, I was talking to Gina. Oh, shit,
Rodriguez?
I need to call her. No, Gina in Sweden.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Gina. Hey,
You look like a cool girl.
Hey. I don't know you, but you look cool.
She is very cool. She's very great. I miss her a lot. I want to go to Sweden. That's so far.
Go. Away. You have somewhere to stay.
I do. Yeah. I just have to figure out a way to get there. Mm-hmm. No, Gina was saying that she was listening to us, and I was like, can you make a podcast so I can listen to you when I miss you? Just send me voice memos. That would be fine.
That's cute.
But yeah, no, she listened to us, and I was like, that's so cool.
Okay.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
We should call it.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
Bye.
That didn't work. Hold on.